This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Besides the movie Buried with Ryan Reynolds, there haven't been a lot of movies that take place in one confined space. Lock does just that. It shot in 8 days using 3 cameras in a car. Lock shows the brilliant Tom Hardy, who is making a claim to be his generation's Russell Crowe. He's showing off all of his works. What's great about the movie, which is directed by Stephen Knight, who also created the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire game show, which is totally random, is that the movie is basically a play and a monologue at that. It takes place involving one guy driving in real time, kind of like High Noon, from one spot to another. He never actually gets there. What does happen is he starts dropping the signposts in his conversation of the clue and of the movie. So Alfred Hitchcock always knew that the part of the movie that was the most brilliant was the part that the audience creates in their mind, which is why he favored not showing people exactly what happened. So what happens in the movie Lock is you get to create this brilliant movie based on the visual cues in conversation that you hear Tom Hardy making. He's a cement mixer who is has the biggest pour in Europe going on the next day, and he's driving to be in the hospital bedside of a woman who he had a one-night stand with and is about to have a baby. So he calls his wife and tells her, his kids, his co-workers that are going to be there for the cement mixing pour, and all of the drama is created in the tension between this man who's trying to do the right thing by a woman, and it's essentially the creative impulse. The movie is a metaphor for creation itself, and the fact that the person is a construction worker who creates buildings and is creating a life form, even though he doesn't like the woman. You get the sense over the course of the film that his dad didn't really like him. And he has like an idyllic relationship with his wife, who has cooked him sausages and got him and wearing a jersey for him to come home to watch a soccer game to, or as they say, a football match. And he throws that all away to basically be there for the birth of a kid who he has no real relationship with other than biological. And so the brilliance in the movie is that it shows the creative impulse taking place inside of a confined space, which is really a metaphor for the writing process itself, and it's pulled off brilliantly.